In those years, the women stayed at home mostly, were housewives, and I was working, and I was pleased to be an administrative assistant, and I was just fortunate in how when I went to work at the laboratory, the things that I went through to get this job. And I felt later on, I was very, very pleased when my 12, 13-year-old daughter went to school in Switzerland, and I could call the Frenchman that I knew that had been over here in the United States buying equipment. I could call him and ask him to meet her in Paris on her way to Switzerland, and it was just nice having international friends.
Yeah, I mean, I think what you're saying is important. And I mean, thinking, it's interesting to think of women in that era now looking back and how it sounds like what you're saying is it really did make a difference that you had that kind of, I want to find the right word. Status isn't quite the right word. But you had that kind of position that had a certain amount of respect and a certain amount of importance.
It felt important to me. The part that was, I can't say not so good, it was that I could never ever tell anybody what I did, ever. I never ever. For instance, well, we were so busy at that time. We worked long hours, and if we went out, if for instance, the French engineers came over to buy some equipment and from EG&G, and my husband would say, "You know, we have some people in town. Would you like to go out, take them out? You know, we need to take them out. Would you like to go?" And I would say, "Yes." And we didn't have lots and lots of friends, but if you know, a friend that I had, when you would see them the following week, they'd say, "Well, what'd you do?" I'd say, "Oh, we went out to a show this weekend with some out-of-town people," and but you could never tell them exactly what it was, ever. So I guess that's why until now, it's why I was so amazed to talk to you, because I could talk about these things to you that nobody, I've never ever spoken to anyone about, because they were always locked inside.